Welcome back to Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. It is our final show of winter sports, and you know that because it does not feel like winter outside anymore, at least during the day. One of our best days we've had a while here in Garden City. I know it's supposed to get cold tonight, but for now, we're going to enjoy the nice weather. For Colin Wolf, who's back in the offices of the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, my name's Cal Friedman. Happy you're joining us here live from Old Chicago on this Monday, February 26th. Winter sports are starting to wind down. Girls basketball has sub-state semifinals tomorrow. We will have a couple student-athletes. Kevin McDonald and Alaska Exabito on later today, but we are going to lead off with wrestling. You just finished up their state tournaments. We're going to start with head coach Carlos Prieto. Coach, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Let me start with this. Last time I had you on, we talked a little bit about the inspirational messages you send the team. Did you send any different ones this week?
No, just go out there and, I told them, the talking is done. Just go out there and, wrestle the best of your ability and give me your best, and that's pretty much it.
Let's talk about it then. You got over the top of Dodge City again. You came second in the state championships. Can you give me your overall thoughts on how you got it done?
You know, I just think the girls wrestled really well. We seemed to wrestle really, really well at the state tournament. You know, even though it felt like we could have won the state championship, there were some girls that I thought, should have stepped it up a little bit that didn't. But, that's a state tournament. A lot of them were brand new. You know, we're really young. And so even some of my upperclassmen, like Maggie Guzman, it was her first time there. And unfortunately, she... she had a couple setbacks, but I thought that she'd be a high placer. You know, we get a couple more wins from some of those girls, and I think we're right there in the mix. But, something about the state tournament where our girls just crank it up, and we don't put a lot of pressure on them, and they seem to respond pretty well.
Tell me about the preparation they went through throughout this last week. You had mentioned to me in the past about some of the hammers in this group. What did you see out of them?
You know, they want to wrestle, and a lot of times I have to tone it down. You know, it's what I call downloading. And I think, I don't know if we talked about this last week, but, we try to limit the live wrestling sessions with the kids because I don't want them to get hurt. And I know they can get hurt doing anything, but at the same time, we try to limit the live goes, and we try to basically just, focus on our technique and clean up a little things that we think will help them down the line at the state tournament.
You had mentioned that part to me, but not the downloading part. Where did that come from with you?
You know, it's just something that I've done, and I'm just a big believer in you don't do a lot of live wrestling, you got to keep them hungry. And I remember the first year that I took over the program, there was a snowstorm and we had a drive, we had to leave on a Wednesday to get there to beat the snowstorm. And, we drove in part of it, but we were locked up in the hotel for, two or three days before the tournament started. And, they were like caged animals, and they came out and wrestled really well. And so I'm like, the next year I'm like, we're not going to do as much live wrestling as we have, and we're going to keep to the same strategy that we had the year before, and it worked. And we ended up winning four in a row using that, and that's kind of what we've done. So why change it? If it works, why change it?
Is that the craziest weather situation that you've dealt with?
Pretty much. We did get stranded one year in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. We finished the tournament. Next thing I know, there's a blizzard, so we had to stay there. And that was, it was crazy. But the state tournament that first year, it was the craziest thing. We were on the cusp of maybe not getting to go. And I think our superintendent at that time, he saw and felt like, these kids have worked hard. If we can get them there, we're going to get them there safely. And our bus driver, he said, "Hey, I can get you there." He flew helicopters in Vietnam, and so if there was any person that can get us there safely, it was him. And so I told him, "You get us there safely, John, and I'll buy you a big old steak." And that's what we did.
Where'd you get him the steak from?
I think we went to the Texas Roadhouse, and he got the biggest, juiciest steak that he could find on the menu.
Oh, man, I wish that was me. I haven't had a great steak like that in a while. Mentality-wise, do you feel like every girl showed up ready to go this weekend?
I think for the most part, girls are a little different. We got some like that time of the month, they're on the period and things like that. And unfortunately, I think some of our girls, were hit by that this weekend, and it's tough. I guess we don't know, but it's tough, from cutting weight and things like that. If they have to watch their weight. But mentally, I think they were there. And we just had to stress to them, just have fun. We try not to put much pressure on them. But obviously, you know, they're young kids and they'll feel that pressure just because, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they may have different family members that show up because, oh, it's a state tournament. And so we got to kind of reel them in. So, yeah, I think mentally, I think most of them were prepared for the most part.
Is that a constant that you've had to deal with before around this time?
Yeah, I mean, we tell them, you know, our schedule is so tough that our tournaments are tougher than the state tournament. And, you know, and the reason why we tell them that, and it's not a lie or anything like that. I think our schedule is such, but just to get them to understand that, hey, yes, it is state. Yes, it is important. But at the same time, it's just a regular tournament. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, sometimes kids don't get that because, hey, it is a state tournament and it's the last tournament of the year. And they're vying to, you know, get a state medal and trying to get their name and picture up on the wall that we have there in the gym. So, yeah, there's a lot of added pressure there.
I mean, let me ask about that, because these kids go to these state tournaments and they see the podium and immediately, you know, these are 16, 17-year-old kids that have been focusing on this all year. But there is also still a fun aspect to it. How do you like to stress that?
You know, just we talk about, you know, the old teams and just how we maybe dealt with, you know, pressure and play dodgeball and play different things, you know, during practice. You know, just joke around with them. You know, we got to get them at ease. And so that's kind of how we deal with it for the most part. Just have fun. You know, I know it's business, but at the same time, it's got to be fun for them.
Talking with the wrestling coach Carlos Prieto right now. Just finished up talking about the girls team. Want to talk about some individuals, but first I want to talk about the boys. The headline for Garden City High School's athletics website this week was headline mixed feelings. I want to know where you stood on that.
Well, you know, it was you know, to me, you know, my expectation is always, you know, win a state championship, finish in the top five, and you know, unfortunately we didn't get that done. You know, I could sit here and tell you all kinds of excuses, but ultimately, you know, it falls on me as a head coach to prepare my kids. And we didn't get the job done. You know, I think this is the lowest place in my career as a head coach, team finish at state. But, you know, you said it a while ago about the girls. You know, they're 16, 17-year-old kids, and I know they're giving me their best, so it's no fault of them, you know. We just didn't have a really good tournament for the most part, you know, and I feel for them. Trust me, I lose a lot of sleep. You know, you're going to talk to a couple boys, you know, Braden and Matt, and I feel for them. Those they're probably the two hardest workers in my room, and they didn't get the job done. You know, no blame to them. You know, I as a head coach, I take full responsibility for that.
Let me ask about that with Braden and Matt. You described in the article as some of the hardest working kids we have. You just said the exact same thing here. Where does that show up?
Oh, it just, you know, they're always, you know, usually those two are the first in the room, last to leave. You know, they when we go live drilling, you know, we use those two as an examples of this is how you need to drill. This is how you need to perform these techniques. You know, when they're sprinting or whatever, conditioning, they're usually the first ones, you know, done, never complain. You know, that's what those two bring to the table.
And
that's why, you know, they had the success that they did throughout the season. You know, unfortunately, I just wish that they would have won as a coach. But unfortunately, sometimes the chips don't go your way.
Sorry about cutting you off just there.
No, you're fine.
Like you were saying, there were a lot of podium finishes with this team. Sebastian came third. I know Logan placed. But you were also just agonizing close to two state championships. Does that weigh on your mind, or can you focus on the overall depth of the team all focusing well?
No, obviously it hurts, you know, but the bright spot there was Sebastian and Logan, obviously, you know. Earlier in the year, we bumped Logan up to 144, and I just felt like that was probably his best opportunity to place. And boy, he responded really, really well. And so first time state placer for us at the high school level, mm-hmm. You know, I think he's probably the most improved kid on our team. He's grown up a lot, and he's got one more shot. And I think he's going to be right there next year to contend for a championship. And then Sebastian, you know, he finally wrestled, you know, the way I knew he could. You know, even though we lost in the semis to Brett Carroll, the defending state champion who we lost to last year, it was a 1-point match. And so, you know, I think he, even though it was heartbreaking, you know, heartbreaking to watch him, you know, his face, the dejection from that. He showed a lot of maturity in coming back and taking that third place finish and getting revenge on that Derby kit. So great ending to his career.
Let me talk about Logan for a second. You said he grew up a lot. Is that physically, mentally, both?
Oh, just wrestling-wise and mentally, you know, yeah, absolutely. You know, he finally showed us that he, the wrestler that we thought he could be, and, you know, turned himself into a pretty darn good wrestler, and they showed, and he was rewarded by, you know, taking fifth place.
You say most improved. What part of his game got best over this year?
I just think his wrestling, you know, his mat awareness, takedowns, not getting taken down as often. And then our top game, he started to believe in the system that we are preaching in the room. And those techniques, you know, were big and instrumental in him getting a state medal.
Talking with wrestling coach Carlos Prieto right now here on Buff Talk. I'm going to get into a couple of the individuals that we're about to hear from in a couple of moments. Let me start with the two boys. I can't imagine being in the spots that Braden and Matt were in at this point. They were so dominant throughout the year. They're one match short of state championships. How did you console them after those bouts?
You know, there's really not much. You know, the only thing that I told them was, you know, hey, you didn't deserve this. You guys, you deserve to win, you know. It didn't happen, but... You know, like I told them, they're underclassmen. They get one more shot at it. And so it's just and I apologized, you know, like I said earlier, that's on me as a head coach. There's some things that I think we saw or I did that maybe the routine was off. You know, people were in their ear, you know, maybe giving them advice that they shouldn't have. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of factors that go into it. Nerves. You know, I think maybe they were so nervous as well. I don't know. You got to ask them. But as a coach, that's what I saw anyway. You know, and yeah, I take this, you know, I tell all my kids, you know, on the wrestling team, whether it's, you know, the kids that went to state or the kids that didn't make it to state, it's, you know, every loss I feel as a head coach. And at the state tournament, those losses are amplified because there is a lot on the line.
We were talking about that a little bit off air, but the routine, how much of that do you help out with? How much do these wrestlers figure out the routines as the season goes on? Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
You know, we got to have a routine. You know, we got to warm up. We got to, you know, make sure, you know, like, for example, at the hotel, you know, they're supposed to be in their rooms at 10. They turn their phones in. We don't let them sleep with their phones. They check them in to us. That's a routine. We get them up. And then wrestling-wise, we go and, warm up. And there's a lot of different things that you know, that go into that. They might have a routine of, you know, getting warmed up, and then after that, go cool down, sit in the bleachers, get a drink of water, and then we'll come back and have another little live go. I think at the state tournament, sometimes those things are broken because, you know, hey, we got to make sure our kids are prepared. And the timeline this year for the state tournament was a 3-day, and it did drag out. You know, like on Saturday, Matt and Braden and our other finalist and Maya, you know, they waited all day long. And so that takes away from it. And so I think maybe those factors, you know, all led to maybe not having those two kids perform at the level that they were used to all year long.
Like you said, you do get Braden, you do get Matthew back for one more crack at this. So after both win, you know, 30-40 matches this season and come up just short, how do you view the season for them?
Oh, success. You know, I know ultimately their goal was to win a state championship, but, you know, there's nothing for them to be ashamed of. They wrestled extremely well and very successful. There's a lot of other kids around the state of Kansas that would want that, you know, runner-up finish, and I know it's not first, but there's a lot of kids that wish that they had that second place finish.
And with the two girls we hear from in a while, let's start with Maya, back-to-back state champion at 125. Where does she impress you most outside of these matches, however?
Just her athleticism. You know, I think that ended up playing in a factor in her winning this weekend. I don't think she wrestled her best, you know, to be honest with you, but she is so athletic that really helped her in certain situations. Semifinal match, wow. I mean, she was dead to rights. The girl had her leg up in the air in overtime, and I thought she was going to get taken down for sure, but she was able to, you know, get her leg down from the grip of her opponent and ended up going behind her and taking her down. So, you know, that's just her athleticism. And then the finals, you know, I usually don't put a lot of girls in the down position. She's one of the very few that I do. because I feel like she is really hard to turn and will escape and score some points, and she did. So, you know, that's her strong points there.
Let me ask about that. You have a lot of student athletes that will play football or volleyball or some other sport on the side. But what is the key in turning athleticism into a good wrestler at the mat?
You know, hips, you know, that's, you know, boys and girls, you know, you can't coach hips. You know, just some people have them. It's kind of hard to explain, but someone gets on a leg, you know, a lot of kids, well, if they have great hips, they're, you know, a belt buckle down. They're not going to go to their hip. They're not going to sit. You know, they know they're really aware of, hey, I'm going to get taken down, so I got to make sure that I do this technique. And some are just natural at it, and that's kind of what we talk about.
And going back to Maya, I mean, there's only one girl, 6A, that can say they're the 125-pound state champion for a year. Surely there's a lot of target on their backs. They know who the state champion is. But how is she motivated to be able to repeat that this year?
You know, I think she's got to start believing in herself. I know one of the statements that she told me after she won, she goes, I didn't think I was going to get it done. And I'm like, wow. You know, that goes back to one of my quotes, you know, believe in yourself. If not you, then who? You know, so you got to believe in yourself. You know, we as coaches believe in them, but if the kids don't believe it themselves, then that's another mental block that they have to overcome. And that weighs heavy on a kid, you know, and it can drain them physically, you know, because of they're overthinking, oh my God, you know, and all that pressure of not believing in themselves. So, she's got to believe in herself. Absolutely.
And obviously Maya was somebody that you had before. Crystal is someone you didn't have before. As a freshman, she comes in and goes 44-5. I mean, how impressive is that?
Very impressive. You know, we knew she was going to be good. I didn't know she was going to be this good. And, you know, what a story there. What a ending, you know, that she had. She lost her very first one. And, you know, I told her a little story about one of my former state champions at a previous school that I was coaching at. My kid was the defending state champion. He goes into the state tournament, loses his very first one. He gets upset. And I told him, I said, listen, man, you got two choices. You can either, you know, cry about it, worry about it all day long because you're not going to be a state champion. I said, or you can rebound and a true champion is going to come back and take third place. And he did. And that's what I told Crystal. And she got the job done. She wrestled really well. She had for her third and fourth place match, she had to beat the kid that beat her at the regional final. And she got it done. She pinned her. You know, so yeah, really, really impressive and just amazed by her.
Final question, I guess two questions for you, because you had mentioned that you knew that Crystal was going to be good. You didn't realize she was going to be this good. Where did the initial expectations come from with her? And at what point did the season today change to where it's like, oh, she's this good?
You know, I think it started in the summer. Her and her sister went to summer camp with us in Gunnison. Crystal did, you know, wrestle really well. She made it to the All-Star Duel there. And it's summer wrestling. It's important, don't get me wrong. But, you know, when she made it to the All-Star Duel, I knew that she was going to be good. But once we got into our high school season and we were going to wrestle some against some of the competition that we were going to see at the state tournament and then out-of-state competition in Colorado and Nebraska, and she was still dominating, you know, that's when I found out, man, this girl's going to be really good. And I thought maybe she had a chance at winning a state championship, but she got upset in the first round. But no, her and her sister are going to be really, really special on down the line.
Still a lot of very impressive student athletes you've got within this program. A lot of them coming back next season. Can't wait to talk to you next season. Thank you so much,
appreciate
Coach.
It. Thank you for everything you've done this year.
Of course. When we come back, we'll talk to you about some of the other student athletes from girls and boys wrestling here on Buff Talk on 99.9 The Rock.